Good thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, the word for today.
Proverbs 13 and verse 4 says, "Hard work will reward you." Here's another key to succeeding on the job: hard work. Hard work will reward you with more than enough, that scripture says. Ask any employer and he or she will tell you their biggest challenge is finding and keeping good people. Proverbs 10 verse 4 says, "Hardworking hands lead to wealth." Being diligent and hardworking means being self-disciplined, motivated, alert, dependable, and following through on something when you start it. And it's priceless because it's so hard to find. Just read Proverbs 12 and verse 27. The Bible teaches that your boss is responsible to pay you a fair day's wage, and that you're responsible to give them a fair day's work. A story is told of a man who went for a job interview, and he was asked if he was responsible. He replied, "Yes, every time something went wrong on my last job, the boss said I was responsible." Seriously, do you want to prosper? See that your employer prospers. Hard work, not politics and manipulation, is the way forward. Proverbs 12 verse 24 says, "Work hard and you will be a leader. Be lazy and you'll end up a slave." Instead of looking for ways to improve themselves, lazy employees might try to find fault with their bosses, with the systems they have to use, and with their more diligent colleagues. These people want the privileges that others get to enjoy, but they're not willing to work for them. The Bible says that the desires of the diligent are fully satisfied in Proverbs 13 verse 4. They get it all: the satisfaction of a job well done, a sense of self-worth, a reputation for integrity, the trust of others, job security, profit, promotion, and most importantly, God's well done. Some more good advice on how to be blessed at work. That's Vision's Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision is helping you look to God daily.